Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 1.3 acres more or less. The property is located south of Stein Highway, Route 20, approximately 0.29 miles east of Woodland Ferry Road, Route 78. There's no 911 address available. The tax map is District 531, Map 11, Parcel 40. Staff submitted a site plan for your consideration, as did the applicant did, and then we received a Del-Dot letter dated July 16th. More or less, it's a letter of no contention approval, that the department has reviewed their request, and that it is use of an existing commercial building and site entrance. And based on that determination, the project is provided and completed a permit application and the verification of their letter of no contention approval checklist. And then they had four conditions of approval per that letter of no contention, or five conditions. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Right here.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. If you would give us your name, please.
Yes, my name is Brenda Johnson, and I am at 2834 Stein Highway, and that is in Seaford, Delaware.
It sure is.
Yep.
Nice to see you this evening. You heard what our planning and zoning manager read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
Well, I would just like to say that land has been in my husband's family for 100 years, a long time. The car lot that is beside us was ours since the existence of R&F Auto Sales. And we sold it, and we agreed that we would not have any competition for 3 years. And it's been 8 years now. So we're kind of ready to just do our own little thing right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
We'll start once again with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, if you'd be kind enough to state for the record, since you're very familiar with the site,
mm-hmm.
had it for at least 100 years, give me a nature of the neighborhood. You mentioned that there's an existing car dealership
immediately
to the side of you.
Yes. We also have commercial property on the west side of us also that Jimmy McWilliams owns, and it's a junkyard pretty much. For trailers.
Okay, so it's like a recycling or
I don't know what he
staging area.
Yeah, he had it rezoned also, I think,
okay.
A while back.
All right. And if this use were acted favorably on, there's a house, would that be utilized as the sales office?
No, we have an office that's attached to the existing garage.
Storage area,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have there's an office there.
Okay. Do you anticipate doing repairs on the site?
No, just minor, like changing windshield wipers, maybe swapping out a battery. Other than that, no. My husband doesn't wish to work on cars. We'll take it to a shade tree mechanic first.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
As they pop up all over the county.
There's one in Georgetown you might be interested in.
And so you're familiar with the car sales business?
I have been doing this for 25 years. I did all the title work, all the accounting, and everything for R&F before we sold it. I did that for 20 years.
What type of hours did you keep in the past, and what were your typical days and hours?
It's a lot. It's usually 9 till 6, and since we live there, we'll have people come up 8 o'clock, Occasionally, they'll come up after work and, you know, look at a vehicle.
So you have an opportunity to make a sale. It's best that you be available to go ahead and do that.
After hours, yeah.
Do you anticipate, do you have any deliveries to the site? Are there any?
No, no. There won't be, not really. Mm-hmm. Maybe a tire occasionally, but we have a place that we deal with that does tires, so everything is pretty much shipped out and dealt with outside of the business. Yeah.
And how about lighting insofar as security? Do you anticipate that you would have some type of...
I have a lot of lighting now because I'm in the country and I feel safer with the lighting.
Those are my questions at this time, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Okay. Yes, you're welcome.
Mr. Ross?
Do you have any employees?
No.
Just yourself?
No, and yeah, it would just, we're incorporated, so I don't really even pay myself. And that property was zoned commercial for years when his mother had it. And we thought it was commercial still. And apparently where it hadn't been used for so long, it had gone back into an AR.
Hang on just for a second. Ms. Cornwell, can you give us a little bit of the history there?
It wouldn't.
I don't
would
think
not
it
have reserted back.
I don't think it was. Was there ever a conditional use? It wouldn't have changed. The zoning would not have changed. The only thing that could expire would be a conditional use.
It is, from what I could tell and what I've found on the record, it's been AR1. The best I could come with, I did not double check to see if there were any other conditional uses, but if it had been used as some other commercial, it would have required a conditional use.
Could it have been non-conforming?
It's quite possible it was non-conforming. The property's been in the family 100 years, so it could have been used something else.
I know of 50 years that it's been.
Well, it's been there for at least 50. I was exaggerating.
Because I've ridden by it 50,000 times in my life, so I know it was there when I was 7 or 8 years old.
It's quite possible it existed prior to zoning.
So I think it probably preceded zoning. Zoning came in 71. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And so that's what could have lapsed would be the nonconformity.
And that's what lapsed was the nonconformity. Okay. All right. Just want to clarify.
No, that's good because I was going to pursue
while we're
that.
At it, the parcel on either side, the existing car dealer, they have a conditional use?
I believe they do. Okay. I would have to verify that.
And Mrs. Johnson, I think you had said that the McWilliams piece is a
that's commercial too.
I know it's being used that way. Do they have? I'm just curious to know if they are
dismantling business.
I know what they're doing. I've been watching that for a long time too.
If the gentleman's going to speak to you, he has to come to the podium.
Yeah, sir, yeah.
That's fine.
You're welcome to come up and introduce yourself, but if you're going to speak, we need to have you on the record.
It appears everything in that area is zoned AR1, so they must have conditional uses, or again, they've existed prior to
well,
zoning.
It's all been there a long time. I do know that.
Yes, okay. It has.
All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, those were questions I was going to follow up on anyway. The number of cars that you would have on sale? Or
anywhere from 10 to 12 is all we want. And there's really not, you know, that would make everything still be nice and neat and not look junky.
And generally on used car lots like these, we would put a stipulation that there's no inoperable vehicles stored on the site, just so you're aware.
That's no problem.
Okay. And I didn't remember, do you need a sign or do you have a sign out front?
No, we weren't going to spend any more money until we knew for certain that we could get this rezoning done.
Would you like a sign?
We would have to put a sign. That's one of the things DMV requires.
So you would be allowed one 4x8 sign, 32 square feet, mm-hmm. double-sided, mm-hmm. and probably you'd want to put a light, maybe a
yes.
solar light.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that's all my questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Well, looking at your drawing, it looks like there's spaces for 14 vehicles. I would assume that would include parking for any customers that would come.
I have a horseshoe driveway that's quite large, and so they have room to park either on the side or, again, you know, we'll do whatever you all want us to do. If you want us to put a parking lot in, we'll do that.
Well, I also see that, you know, your office is in the rear of your home.
Yes.
And you do have a paved driveway. So
we do.
So there's ample space for them
yes.
to park back there.
There
so
is.
Presumably, mm-hmm. they'd be parking back there. And, Mr. Chairman, all my questions have been asked and answered, and I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton. All my questions have been checked off. All right, Ms. Cornwell.
No questions, thank you.
Okay, counsel.
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. We thank you. We take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2031? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.